Now, this is obviously, the K9 SOU Club is obviously a world-class school club. What does it take to get started in this? If we've got some educators maybe watching tonight or who will be watching this perhaps in the rerun, what does it take to get something like that started? Just getting off the ground floor. What does it take to start something like this?
Well, there's a lot of ways that you can start this. I mean, I know clubs that have done this totally independent of school, and then there's people who have done it in school. But in a school situation, it really, really helps to have somebody there on staff that the kids can make contact with, even if it's not a ham. Maybe a ham can come in and take care of some of the ham stuff, but there's an educator there that the kids will connect with that can kind of, you know, talk them through it and be a familiar face. We found that a lot of times the kids are a little resistant to go to other places, to do other things, you know, to take their tests somewhere else. So we give the tests there at school. And a lot of times the emphasis really doesn't need to be on licensing to start with. I think that's probably the number one thing that I hear from Carol Perry and from others that have done this for longer than I have, that you don't start out, hey, this is a great thing, let's study for another test. You know, that's not exactly the way to get kids excited about radio. You put together a schedule. You get somebody on there so you're not spinning the knob waiting and hoping to find somebody, and then an hour later you still haven't made a contact, or you made a contact with somebody 50 miles away and it's not very exciting. So if you can bring it in, show them what it can do, have a contact set up ahead of time, and have somebody there to kind of mentor the way, that's a big help. But, you know, starting out with, let's study for another test, that's not the greatest thing. The kids, as they work the contest, the school club roundup, which is a great thing, and, you know, we're able to get the equipment grant from the ARRL Education and Technology Program. They were able to get on the air without a license, with just a control operator, and then they wanted to do it by themselves. And so that's where then they say, hey, I'm going to get my license because I want to be able to do this at home, or I want to be able to do this by myself, or I want to use my call sign whenever I work Peter One Island. You know, that's a big thing that I think needs to happen.
So I guess that's probably the first place that if an educator wants to find out more information is go to the ARRL, to their education department. I forget exactly what it's called now. You just mentioned it, but it's not in front of me. But that's probably the first place or a great place to start, I would think, for a resource.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they have a discussion board. They have resources online. And like I said, the equipment program, you know, provided a radio, an antenna, feed line, power supply, you know, everything you could think of. And right. Over the years, we've added to that, and we've done an equipment loan program so our kids can take home a radio. We even have a couple of HF rigs now that people have donated, and they can take the rig home and use it until they graduate or they get one of their own. We do the contest. They love transmitter hunting. Any excuse to drive, they're all over it. So, you know, transmitter hunts have been great. We've gone out and visited elementary schools. There's a book that they read that talks about a ham radio, and they don't really know what that is. So Ryan Cutshall's gone out to the elementary schools and taken the radio, and Quinn McNeil did a couple of years ago, too, and showed them what it was. So now we've got kids in the elementary school finding out about ham radio. So by the time they get to the high school, they already know a little bit about it. So it gets their interest up.
That's what it's all about, is getting a microphone in the hand and getting those young people on the radio. So if you're an educator and you want to find out more about maybe getting a ham club started in your school, of course, search out your local ham club for one. Check with the ARRL for another. And I would imagine that if you wanted to email someone like Neil, he'd be more than happy to help as well. So, Neil, if you have a website or a well, I guess they can go to the K9SOU.org and get in touch with you. That'd be a great place to start.
Yeah, K9SOU.org is our radio club page. We have a lot of resources there, and we keep our contest schedule up there and some resources for things to do and things to study with and what we're doing. So that's a good resource, too. And you can contact me. And there's a lot of other educators out there that are doing some amazing things. And School Club Roundup is just a great opportunity to get kids on the air. It's scripted so they can get in there. And my kids really get into the competitive aspect of it. I know it's supposed to be more of an operating activity than it is a contest, but our kids really get into the competitiveness of it. And so School Club Roundup is a great way to start out, too. It's twice a year, and that's something that'll get kids on the air. You have everything scripted right in front of them, exactly what to say, and that gets them started.